We have another live show for you guys. We're coming back to New York City because I'm back in town. We put something together for May 15th. We're back at Sesh Comedy. Show starts at 7:30. Doors open at 7 p.m.
I'm so excited. We loved Sesh when we were there the last time. I'm pumped to be able to do another show back in New York so soon. So Wednesday, May 15th.
For tickets, head to our website at findingmrheight.com/live. That's findingmrheight.com/live. You can get your tickets right there.
That ticket link will be up as you are hearing this announcement.
And the venue is BYOB. So if you want a drink, bring a drink. If you like a Diet Coke, bring a Diet Coke. And we're going to hang out afterwards. We can say hello to everybody. Hope to see you all there.
See you there. And he wrote back and said, yeah, cool party. You came on a little strong, though. In the future, I wouldn't do that. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Finding Mr. Hyde, the podcast. I'm Allie, back with my co-host, Erica. We are on different coasts, but flip-flopped.
Yes, flipped. I'm still East Coast, baby. And you are on the West Coast, having a nice little trip visiting your mom.
Yeah, I'm at my mom's house right now. So if you're watching the video, you can see my bedroom at my mom's, where she's lived here for almost a year and doesn't have a closet door here yet. So there's like all of her shoes.
Oh, well. One thing at a time. My
mom's, yeah, you can see my mom's shoe collection behind me. But yeah, we are having a lovely, lovely weekend. I did have kind of a nightmare getting here, though. Flights, I don't know if you've heard about like the insanity with flights, especially out of like the major hubs. It was wild. So my flight home was supposed to leave at 9 p.m. We were delayed over 3 hours, didn't leave until after midnight. And so I like kind of tried to sleep. It's not really a long enough flight to be a red eye. Yet again, Sunset Lake CBD melatonin coming in for the win.
Yeah. I mean, all the girls in Greece, when we gave it to them, said it too. They were like, this helped me on my plane so much. And I love using it all the time.
Yeah, well, the best part about it is that it doesn't make me groggy when I wake up. So even though it's only a 5 hour, like I probably slept for 4.5 hours, and anything else that I have taken in the past to help me sleep, 4.5 hours, I would still be really groggy when I woke up, and I was not.
Yeah, that stuff's the best. Whether you do, I don't know if you do, do you do the drops or the gummies?
This time I did the drops because it was just easier to bring with me, but usually I do the gummies because it's kind of nice. It's like candy.
Yeah, right? You trick yourself. Like, I'm going to have a treat. And you're like, I'm tired.
I'm kind of tired. I'm tired.
Yeah, I love all their stuff, dude. So much.
Yeah, it's been great. So if you want to try Sunset Lake, you can go to sunsetlakecbd.com and use our code FMH2020 and get 20% off all their products.
Yep, that's promo code FMH20 for 20% off sunsetlakecbd.com. Head on over. They have the best stuff in the game.
It's so good. So last week, you updated us on your dad's surgery. He had it this week. How did it go?
Everything went well. Everything went
amazing.
Great. He's feeling great. Even in the recovery, he's been – I mean, they said it was good if he's, like, up and moving around a bit.
Yeah.
But if anything, I think it's almost too much because he hates sitting still.
Yeah.
But it's been nice. I've been home. We all went to a wedding, actually, that was kind of upstate near where I'm from. And so then I've been home for, like, 2 days now, and – he's good. He's good. He's very chipper, in a great mood. Everybody's happy. It's been a nice relief that, you know, he's happy. He, you know, did it now and got it done with. And
yeah,
I don't know. It is kind of a perfect timing of, you know, my sister and I came home and my brother lives near my parents. So it's honestly just been really, really nice. So I think it's been a relief for everybody that we're like, okay, he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's feeling good. We all just feel good and relieved.
It's amazing. And so great that you were all able to like spend time together immediately afterwards as well.
Yeah, it really was good timing because I was actually supposed to go back to LA earlier. And I moved my flight because I was like, well, I think it'd be nice if I could be around and maybe fill in if my mom needs some help. But like tonight, you know, we all had to got to have dinner at my house and my grandmother came over. And so it's just been, it honestly just has been like really, really nice getting a little bit more family time.
That's amazing.
And I just want to say thank you to everybody that sent me a note. That was very, very nice. I appreciate it. Obviously, I just had a very like emotional week last week, and I think it was,
yeah,
you know, you ever hear everybody say like, oh, it's not one thing, it's a lot of little things. I think it was you know, a combination of obviously my dad's thing is a big thing, but I think it just kind of hit me. I never, I guess, really sat and like thought about it at a serious level till we were recording. And then I was like, yeah, okay, I'm a little sad. I'm a little sad and freaked out, you know.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely understandable. And, you know, obviously everybody else agrees. So it's, I'm really happy to hear that it went so well and that you also were able to spend so much time together. That's really nice.
Yeah, it's, I think it's just a relief is what a lot of us feel. So
yeah,
it's like, okay, all right, we're good. The hard part's kind of over for now anyway.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just, it's good news. I could tell he's like, you know, calm. My dad always has had this like very childlike, not only spirit to him, but just very childlike kind of demeanor in general. Like he always is the person we joke of, like we have to take turns playing with him. Like he doesn't want to just be sitting on the couch doing nothing. He's always like, where are we going? What are we doing? Want to go to Sam's Club? And even like my brother's, you know, fiance said today, she was like, oh my God, I've been the person that got kidnapped by him for the day. Where it's like, oh, amazing. It's not just we're going to go get breakfast. It's we're going to be out all day and run all day? The errands. Yeah. He doesn't like being alone. So, you know, but it has been really, really nice. So.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's been good.
It's been good. I have also been really enjoying family time this weekend. And like every time I come home, I'm like, man, I really like it here.
Does it at all make you think like, would I ever move back here?
It makes me think that, but the answer is always probably not. Mm-hmm. It does bring the thought into my head. Like it does make me be like, what would it, or at least have me thinking like, what would that be like? Like, what would my life be like? Like, my mom and I took a walk on the beach yesterday, and there were, like, groups of friends, like, my age-ish, probably, like, groups of friends hanging out or, like, playing volleyball. It's a much more active life here.
Oh, yeah. Well, the better weather makes it easier, too.
Definitely. Yeah. And, of course, it's summer right now, but this is true all the time. So, like, we're walking down the beach, and, like, groups of friends are, like, way more volleyball than I ever see in New York, which makes sense. But, like, groups of friends, like, every group of friends was doing something. Like, no one was just sitting around. Like, everybody was playing spike ball, playing volleyball, paddles. There was a football game. Like, every single group was doing something. Mm-hmm. And it – my friends do that. But we're often, like, one of the only groups that's doing something. And it just – made me kind of think like, oh, I wonder which group would I be in, you know, like looking around being like, oh, like that could have been or could be me, like hanging out with that group doing this and you know, being outside a lot more than we get to be in New York seasonally. But that is the like best part of what it would be like to live here. And there's just so much else that I love about the city that doesn't exist here. That like it's really easy to forget about when I'm like walking on the beach and everything is amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Little bit of grass is greener sometimes.
Absolutely. And of course, I love being with my family and my mom. And it's also – so the first day, night I got here – well, I flew overnight on accident the first night I got here. But the first real night I was here, we went over to my brother's and he made us burgers. And like my mom does that a lot. And tonight he's coming over here. She's making us dinner. He comes over here a lot. And it's like those moments, I think, are the hardest where it's like, this is definitely something that I would do. Like I would go over to my mom's on a regular basis or she would come over to my house. Like that would be something that we do. And that's hard, especially as she gets older. You know, like you said, like recognizing the mortality of your parents and like that's definitely hard. I saw this TikTok a couple of weeks ago that this woman was calling herself a long distance daughter.
Oh, okay.
Which it was a phrase I'd never heard before. And I think I'm going to start using it. But like when I do my like video about this weekend, because now I've started to see that content more. And that sentence rang so true to me.
Yeah, I think it nails it. I never thought of it that way either.
Yeah. And so it's been nice. The reason I came out here originally is because our really, really close family friend, who her dad is my godfather, so we call her my god sister, both of them god sisters. She's having twins, and it was her baby shower.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun, and it was really great to see a lot of my parents' friends also because a lot of them were there, and, you know, to see her and, you know, a lot of people that I knew growing up and stuff. Something that was really interesting, though, is that I looked around, and this was true on the beach, too, and when we were walking around in general, but especially at this baby shower. I looked around and was like, no one here looks like me.
Oh, this is not what I thought you were going to say.
Oh, what do you think I was going to say?
I thought it was going to be something of like everybody was not single, like everybody had rings.
Oh, well, that's true, too. I mean, half the party was pregnant, literally.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But like that's what I noticed. Sorry, not to infringe on what happened to you, but or your observation. That's what I feel like. I just was at a wedding weekend and everyone was around like my age. Plenty of, you know, good looking young people. Everyone's paired off except for I guess one guy who was single who then, you know, middle of the party, my mom comes over and is like very obviously kind of pointing at this man. And I'm like, could you not? And she's just like,
wait, why do you think we're a good match? Because he's here by himself also.
I mean, pretty much. That's literally it. It just was like, oh, so-and-so, the groom's friend, this guy. I'm like, stop making it so obvious. I already know what you're going to say. And she's like, he's single. I go, okay.
Okay.
Any more information? Do we have any more information for me? Is that it? Where does he live? What's he do? Do we have a name? No. It's just like, that's a single guy. So she's almost like dancing with me, trying to get me to dance near him. I'm like, okay. All right. Okay.
Thanks. Get it. Okay. That was like when I played my volleyball tournament. Stop me if I've told the story already about my friend and I that I played with. I know I told you directly, but I don't think I said it on the pod.
I don't think you said this out loud, no.
Yeah. So I posted a picture of my very close friend who I've known for 10 years, who is married. I posted a picture of me and him, and several people, 5 or 6, responded with something like, you should date him. Not like, oh, is he single? Just, you should date him. I'm like, based on what? He's a man? Yeah.
Just, here's one. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Right. But also, like, I've known the man for 10 years. If I think that probably would have happened if it were on the table for either of us.
Yeah, right? Like, I was just like, okay. Because also, this is the thing at the wedding, right? Someone tells you, and you're also like, all right, well, did anyone tell him? Because he has made no effort to speak to me.
Yeah, right? Why isn't someone like, dancing him towards me?
Exactly. So I'm like, who's pushing this? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think it was my cousin's wedding. I think it was her mom was like, FYI, I know everyone here and your daughter and that guy are the only single people.
Pair them off.
Yeah. Like, all right. But yeah. I also wanted to be like, I should go up to him and be like, listen, this is like my whole family and everyone keeps telling me you're the single guy. Want to play a prank and pretend to leave together and see everybody freak out. It's like, what's the scenario? Like, I sit there like, oh, you guys all approve of him? You think he's a nice guy? Cool if I leave with him?
We're out of here.
Come drive an hour tomorrow to pick me up. I'm going to stay over in this random town. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm always like, what's the thought process?
What's the plan?
You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, so if the family approves, is it okay if I go hook up with this guy? Everyone would be like, Erica, excuse me. Like, no, you have to come home with your parents. Like, oh, okay. Well, we really didn't think this plan out, did we? We didn't think it through. We didn't think it through at all. My God.
Yeah, the baby showers are a little easier just because there are no men there, typically.
Right. So that's why I was is it
everybody
rings? What is it?
Probably have rings, but like that, it's just women regardless. So it was funny, though, that like over half, not joking, over half of the like younger people, not the moms, but like the younger people were pregnant. Or there were like several babies there also. So either pregnant or like very recently had babies.
So it's as if everyone's doing kind of the milestone together, which is always usually very common.
Yeah. But the thing that struck me more was just the demographic and like reflecting on how different my life looks now. Because I like those are the people I grew up with.
Right.
Like that was the set that I grew up in. And I think that's a big part of why New York City appeals to me too, is because it is so much more diverse. And San Diego definitely has diversity, but it's just separated. Like it's just not as mixed in as it is in New York. And I think that's definitely something that appeals to me about the city. And when I go to events like that, don't get me wrong, I had an amazing time. These are some of my closest friends. This is not any judgment on anybody who was there. But when I go to events like that, it makes me kind of realize like, oh, this is one of the reasons why I never really felt like I fit. Cause like, how could I when like 75% of this room is blonde?
Oh, also that I noticed that cause I'm a brunette and olive skin. I noticed that immediately. I'm like, oh, am I the only
person that gets tan in here? What is this?
Yeah. So that was interesting. And that's just something that I notice now that I didn't. I didn't know any different at the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, but it was great. And then, my mom and I went out to dinner, the two of us last night, which was great. This morning, she took me to her trainer and just totally kicked my ass. She's a beast. She lifts like 5 times a week. And
we said she's like a marathon runner too, right?
She used to be before she had her hips replaced. And actually, right. She ran one more on a hip replacement. She's,
oh my God,
just on another level. We went to her trainer. She was all excited for me to go. We had a lot of fun. Went to brunch after. And yeah, we're having a nice weekend.
That's great. Do you have any, this is 1 week post the publicist news being public from the
crowd. Correct.
So do you have any, I don't know, I guess, how have you been feeling since it's like fully public? We had the episode about it. How do you feel?
I feel good. I think, you know, it's been interesting. One of the questions, so I do my weekly AMAs. I'm not that actually that good at doing them weekly. You're very good at doing them weekly. I'm not. But I've been doing them more recently. And this week, so previously the most common question was, what's new with the publicist? This week, the most common question was like, or the common theme was like, how are you feeling? Or mm-hmm. have you heard from or talked to him?
Yeah.
Or have you wanted to? Like one of those types of questions. And it struck me when I read all these questions that not only, I mean, I haven't spoken to him, didn't expect to, mm-hmm. although Telegram did notify me that he joined the app. So thanks.
Yo, that
Telegram.
Is the worst notification. I keep getting that from people.
I don't even care. Like it's not like even other people, like I don't give a shit that this person whose number I have and could very easily text is
but
on this other
makes
app.
Them, it automatically makes them like a conversation, right?
Yeah. With a notification.
Yeah, that's the part I'm like, what are we doing?
And I turned off that in my settings and it still does it. Anyway, besides that moment, I haven't even thought about it. Like it hasn't even occurred to me to maybe talk to him or wonder about him or anything like that, which I mean, I think I'm just really at peace with the decision.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised to hear this. I just figured as a check-in, like,
no,
how are you feeling? Because there's been some studies about breakups. And a lot of times there is this like 2 week when it ends, people usually feel like a relief, kind of like a weight off their shoulders a bit, no matter how long you've been together, or almost that freedom feeling, I guess.
Right, right.
But then like after that 2 weeks, there's suddenly a little bit of that, you know, missing them, creeping back in.
Mm. That's where I'm at right now. I'm at like 2 weeks and change.
Right. So that's why I was a little like, how do we feel now?
Yeah.
So when it's fresh, it's almost a little bit of a blur.
Yeah. No, that makes sense that would happen. I haven't really felt that. I have experienced what you're saying in the past, though, now that I'm like thinking about it. Mm-hmm. But no, that hasn't really happened. I think, you know, bringing this sort of news to the public sphere comes with its own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of people's opinions. But, you know, like I said, one of the things that I really like about keeping my social media in line with the pod is that it had been about a week since it happened when people heard about it. And so I had already had time to be like, how do I feel about this before I find out how other people feel, which is great.
Yeah, exactly. It gives you time with your own thoughts and decisions, which is a little bit nice about the delay.
Oh, it's great. I mean, that like I've said it before, but like it was your idea to kind of like do that delay really just from a like people not getting confused perspective. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect it to also help in that sense in like letting my own feelings breathe a little bit. It's been great.
Yeah, because it's hard. It's hard when everybody likes somebody and it's also hard when everybody seems, you know, suspect of somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, either way.
Or like, you know. If you've been to therapy, you know, it's like they make you see it. Like, I have to see it. Until I see it, you know, nothing's going to change.
Right. Right. So, yeah, you know, I still feel like it was the right thing. It still sucks because he's a good person and I think I am too. And, you know, but two good people, you know, just because somebody else is single doesn't mean that they're a good match for you, i.e. the guy at the wedding.
Yeah, like, what do you think is more frustrating? Being on a date with someone that you sit there saying, wow, this is a really nice guy and he seems really great, but I'm not feeling it? Mm. Or being on a date that you're just like, this is just bad. Like, I don't feel this great guy thing. I just feel no chemistry, nothing.
I think it's I think the second one frustrates me more, because at least in the first one, the second one, I feel like I've fully wasted my time.
Yeah.
Because like, this is, I'm thinking like, what signs did I miss? How did I not realize that I was about to go out with someone who sucked so much? Like, depending on what happened, like the, yeah. you know, the Gone with the Wind, for example, I'm like, how did this happen? Right. Or like the Tinder man, I'm like, how did that happen? Mm-hmm. But the guys that are really great that just aren't great for me actually just reinforce like, okay, there are good people out there and I just need to continue to meet people, and a lot of them are going to be good people, and eventually one of them will be good for me.
Yeah, I think I find the guy that's good to be more frustrating, because that's when all of a sudden I play the game of all the dating and relationship advice I've heard about giving those people more chances. And go on the second date for sure. And I was talking to my dad this morning. We had breakfast together. And I do those Sunday questions. And one was about, I wasn't really feeling the attraction. And my dad immediately said, if that was the only thing and you really enjoyed talking to this person, for sure go on another date. You never know. And then when I had the camera off, all of a sudden he was thinking about his answer. And he goes, you know, he's like, a lot of people, like, they take just a second to open up. And he's like, a lot of people are not, you know, amazing first impressionists. Those are usually bullshit people that are just bullshitters.
Oh, so true. And charming people. Like, charming people go on a lot of good first dates.
Yeah. But it was funny to hear it from a man who has never listened to a dating podcast or any dating advice. And also he's met my mom at 23. Gold. And he was like, no, those are usually bullshit people. The good people, he's like, they take a while to open up. And if there's substance there, he's like, explore that substance, you know? So it was...
I love it's that. Like advice Fire like advice that. From your dad.
I know. And I don't disagree with that advice, but I think that's why that those dates even feel more frustrating, because you're like,
yeah,
I feel like this isn't for me, but this is a good person. So should I... How many chances should I give it? I think is the question follow-up that always happens.
Yeah. Well, somebody in my AMA this week asked me what the most frustrating part of dating is for me, or like the hardest part of dating or something like that. And I said, it is the pressure from outside people. And I wasn't even talking about like my social media following. Like, I was just, even before I had this, just friends, family, whatever. It's the pressure of like, well, they're great. Like, well, you've been on some X number of dates. You've met X number of people. Like, what was so wrong with all these people? Like, that is the hardest part, I think, for me, is what you're saying of like continuing to go on dates with people who like on paper should be great.
Yeah. Or like you said, in person, they are great.
Yeah.
But there's just some missing link. And, you know, especially, I've said it before on this, you know, podcast, I typically don't pay for my first couple dates with people, but then I start to feel like I'm using someone if I don't have a certainty of being into them. And they're paying for these dates. And if I keep going out with them, it's like, what point am I now being the asshole of still going out with this guy? And I couldn't tell you if I was into him yet or not. Right. Yeah. And not saying that a man paying for a date, you owe him anything.
No,
but I think of it just as owing them time. I'm taking their time that they could be going out with somebody else. Yeah. Cause I would be frustrated of like, what would my barometer be of like a man being unsure? And I hit however many dates, like what number date would I sit there and be like, hey man, if you don't know by now, like tell me, like we don't got to do this charade. Yeah. You know,
I've thought about that in reverse too, because it's so less often that we hear about a guy who dates women, like going on a date with somebody and saying like, well, I wasn't really attracted to her, but I'm going to go out with her again and see. Like, we never hear that happening.
I, for the very first time, got some DMs from a guy friend of mine.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah, and I'd say it's like a loose tie friend. It's like friend of a friend, someone's roommate. We've met a couple times at a party. And he was messaging me asking, what is the advice on attraction? Mm-hmm. And I said, how many dates have you been on? And he said they've been dating for like 5 months.
Oh, no.
And he was like, he's like, I am attracted to her. It's not that I'm not attracted to her, but like, I'm not super attracted to her. Like, there was a weird, obviously I'm butchering it because I'm not looking at the messages, and yeah, I don't mean this to be mean, but he was being like, she has all the other things. It's all the on paper things. He's like, I really do like her and enjoy her company. But I said to him, like, listen, man, if you still have this feeling like it's not fully there, I was like, after 5 months, like,
that's a long time.
I was like, you'd have to let her go. I said, if she saw this conversation, she would break up with you.
I was just thinking how hurt I would be if I saw that my boyfriend, I'm assuming that they were exclusive at this point.
Yeah, was her boyfriend. And he was going to go home with her and meet the parents. So also like a monumental stone like that, he was like, I have to make sure I'm really in.
Yes.
And there were a lot of those concrete things. They did align. And he's like, I think she's so wonderful. I think she's so great. And I said, do you see yourself really being with her? I said, and introducing her to your friends and bringing her around. Mm-hmm. And like, attraction or not. But I was like, yo, dude, if that was me, she's going to pick up on that. I'm like, there's going to be a point she picks up on like, hey, are you like not proud to be with me or something? Like, what's going on? And I told, and I said to him, you are not a bad guy. I was like, you are not a bad guy. Stop thinking you're a bad guy. I was like, I would have told you to end it sooner, honestly.
Like, yeah, I think so too.
You know, I was like, you gave it a very fair shot. I was like, you gave it a very fair shot and you still feel like there's this bridge you're not going to cross. I was like, you got to cut it before meeting the parents. Like, I was like, that's just going to crush it more. If you come home, you do a fun weekend home, the parents like you, like, you know, but it was something like I think it got kind of too deep. And then he was suddenly like, oh shit, like, I let it go too far. But I would give that same advice to men, women, whoever, you know, an attraction isn't everything, you know, but it's like, that was the first time I honestly had heard of it from a guy, and especially for that long of time. Because if anything,
a very long time,
right? If anything, I had producer Mike actually thought to set me up with someone because we were both single. That was the only thought, and nice guy, right? That always gets thrown in. Nice guy,
sure.
And he says to me, and I'm like, okay. And we were at something that then this guy was there, so I got to meet him and talk to him. And after Mike was like, you know, what do you think? And I said, well, I said I did like talking to him. Like, he does seem like a really nice guy and personality. And I said, I was like, to be honest, I said, I'm not super attracted to him at first meet. I was like, but I'd still go out with him. And immediately Mike was like, oh, never mind. Like, most men don't even double think this as an idea. He was like, you're not attracted to him. He goes, so why would you go out with him? I'm like, because I could be. I was like, I met him. I think I could be. It's not a total no.
It's not a zero. It's not zero.
It wasn't a zero. You know what I mean? Like, I was just being honest with my friend. I was like, yeah, I guess on that front, I wasn't like, wow, holy crap, this is my ultimate type, you know? But I was like, no, I'd still go out with him. And Mike was so confused. And I feel like any man that I've said this to about attraction growing has just been confused. They're like,
yeah,
what do you
mean? We're getting different advice.
Yeah. And I say, I'm like, this is what's said to women. I don't know what people tell you. And they're like, no one at all expects us to go out with a woman that we're not attracted to. So if anything, the guy, even though he did 5 months, I was like, look, I actually give you props. Most men would not look into this farther whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, you really tried, but you tried for too long. Still don't think you're mean.
Yeah. We tried a little too close to the sun. Let's back it up.
Yeah, but I think it was just a moment he needed to hear someone be like, it's okay that this is the reason you're ending it. And I said, absolutely, do not tell this person this is the reason. I was
necessary information.
Oh, I was like, you got to come up with something else. I was like, just say you don't see the future. You don't see the marriage thing. You don't think it'd be good if you met her parents, et cetera, et cetera. I was like, never, ever, ever fucking say that. Like, and delete all these messages. This conversation never happened. Because that's all I could think.
Light
was,
it on
oh
fire
God.
Immediately.
Well, if I'm being honest with you, there are people I dated that I look back on, and I genuinely think they were attracted to me, but not attracted to me enough, if I'm being honest, because I felt I was being hidden. And I'm like, I'm being hidden for some reason. I don't know why. I couldn't figure it out. And it's like, is that the answer? Is it not? I don't know. But at my core, I was like, oh, I think it's like you really liked me, but there was something of like, I was never going to be the girlfriend you brought into the room and called me your girlfriend and introduced me to people.
Yeah. I mean, I've ended things with people because I didn't feel like they were attracted to me enough. I felt like, and that's like a, that's a weird way to put it, I think, that I, what I just said, but
no, but I think it's exactly what I felt. I'm like, there's something, I can tell there's something missing here.
Yeah. Like it was like, I don't think like, and I, like you said, I knew that, that there's like a specific person that I have in mind that I'm thinking about where like, I knew that he thought the world of me. I knew that he mm-hmm. thought I was amazing. He told me that all the time. Like, all of these things. But when it came down to the physical aspects of our relationship, I felt like he wasn't all there. Yeah. And he just wasn't like, he just didn't have that. Like, if you're watching the video, I'm making
doesn't put his arm around you, doesn't grab you, pull you closer. Like, I was missing that from the exact guy I'm thinking about of yeah. all of a sudden you get the, oh, I'm not really a PDA guy. I'm like, okay. And in my head, I was like, I've never been a big PDA person, but also like, this is the first I've actually really dated someone and I would really liked them. And suddenly I realized, oh, it's not that you weren't a PDA person, Erica. It's that you just didn't like anyone and didn't have this mutual, we like each other relationship.
Yeah. I remember one specific example of the person that I'm thinking about where I was over at his place and I had spent the night. We were like getting dressed in the morning and I was like, for some reason I was wearing like a shirt and my like underwear and they were like very cute underwear. And he like made a comment about like how I looked good in the underwear.
Yeah.
But then like that was it.
And oh, like, I was no like, kiss, no, nothing.
No, nothing. Like he was just like, oh, like look at those underwear. I was like, oh, they're over here if on me if you want to like
okay yeah I could see both sides on that one. I'm not gonna lie, of like he might have seen like me making the compliment is me showing interest, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I think it also was like a compilation of how I had already been feeling, where like I was like, you've talked about before, like where in this particular relationship I was always the one initiating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it felt like a just another example of like like
yeah.
That was what do I gotta do?
Same thing. Yeah. And when you feel like you're always initiating, it's like the longer or the more you keep initiating, the worse you just feel. And and honestly, you probably were looking for more, because I totally was. I was like, yeah. I probably wouldn't be this touchy with you if I wasn't feeling kind of like starved for this attention and affection in this way.
Exactly. And I think that case in point is me telling that story. Even me telling it, I'm like, oh, that actually doesn't sound that bad. And you're like, yeah, I could see both sides of that. But like in my frame of mind when I had been dealing with this, and we'd also talked about it, it's like heightened and everything becomes heightened. And then eventually it's like, I can't do this.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been there where you're like, I'm just going to throw in the towel.
Yeah. I'm like, so. I can't strut around in these cute underwear anymore. I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah, I get it. It sucks.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that was a long tangent. But the only other little update / non-update that I have is I'm continuing to gather data on HingeX. I need to hold myself more accountable to engage with it, so that like I can actually figure out if it's learning more about what okay. I like.
But I'm curious about this. So you've been home, so you haven't been as active on the app.
Yeah.
Have you still received more likes than usual on
yes.
the daily?
Yes.
Okay. So it's still working that part of its bargain as well. It's still showing you to more people, it sounds like.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah, I'm definitely getting more likes coming in, and I am still liking more of those likes, if that makes sense. Like I'm like turning more of those likes into matches, but I need to do better about sending them out so that mm-hmm. it can like learn more, because I'm not giving it very much data right now. So I'm gonna do that. And I've also been texting with a guy from Tinder.
Oh, another Tinder man.
Another Tinder man who doesn't have a nickname yet, but he's gone all this week and next week on family vacation. So hopefully we will set up a date when I get back. He did specifically say pretty early on, the only reason I haven't asked when you're free for drinks is because I'm gone for the next 2 weeks.
Okay, fair. I'm communicative.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
So I'm like, okay, great. So we've been talking like every couple of days, one of us will like send a smoke signal being like, you know, hey, I'm doing this, or just kind of checking in. So we'll see.
Not bad. Yeah, for me on the swipe front, I did update my apps. I talked about that on an episode. And then I have been more active. I even did, I think I did not full premium, but like the unlimited amount of likes one. It's like $10 or something for a week.
Oh, yeah. Bumble Boost, I think.
Something like that. Yeah. So I did that version just for a week. I was like, let me do this. Really swipe a lot. See what's up. I have messaged all my matches. I have only gotten a few replies.
That's so frustrating.
I'm not going to lie. Not frustrating, but it does feel like almost a little bit of more of a self-esteem kind of kick where you're like, oh, okay. All right. So yeah, upon going back to LA, I go back the 13th. Oh, I actually do have a show in LA right when I get back. I've had a few people message me. It's July 15th at Flappers Comedy Club, which is in like the Burbank area. Jordan Fisher actually is headlining. I'm opening for him. So he's in town headlining. I'm opening. It'll be a great show. I know Jordan. His comedy's great. If you like my comedy, you'll love Jordan. So anyway, quick plug. But I think upon going back to LA, I think I might make a total shift because I was on Bumble and all and I was messaging people, but same thing of I just didn't feel it was successful for me. So I'm like, maybe I'll take Bumble off my phone. I'll re-download Hinge, redo my profile, fresh start. Because I think I overall do best when I just focus on one app. I don't think I can hop around too much, honestly. But I also was like, maybe I will try Tinder. I don't know. One of them. I'll give one of them a shot. Mix it up.
I've been digging Tinder lately.
I don't blame you. I think it's kind of the like zig when everybody zags idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm making Tinder happen. Make it happen one way or another.
Yeah, I'm really trying. It's just it is hard for me to not get down using apps, if I'm being honest. But I have a few things in the works of like just being social, and I have more friends in LA I haven't seen yet, so I want to go out and see them. Yeah. So I want to do a good combo of like make sure I'm out, make sure I'm being social, meeting people, friends of friends, that route, because that always feels like, oh, I'm meeting people, I'm new to this area, and it feels successful even if I'm not getting dates from it.
Right.
It's like, okay, I'm making this place more of a home is how I see it. And try not to have that at the forefront of my mind of like, and am I meeting anyone? And am I, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So yeah, I'm going to do one of them. I haven't figured it out yet, but when I'm back, I'm going to hunker down a little bit more because I'll be in one place for 2 months. So that gives me
a good
chunk of
time. Easier.
Yeah. Much easier. So
I've been talking a bunch about how I'm trying to order in less. And part of that is that I'm cooking at home more, but when I don't have time to cook, which is more often than not, I have really still been loving Factor's meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Yeah. And they have so many options too. Every week, their menu, they have 35 options that you can pick from. So you can find whatever it is that you're looking for. It's so easy. It's no fuss and no mess.
It's so great. And I've also been really enjoying their add-ons that they have. So they have breakfast. They have on-the-go lunches if you don't work from home. I've been ordering their snacks recently to have like a little pick-me-up in the afternoon. And I've really been enjoying that.
Yeah. And they also are celebrating Earth Day all month. You can look for their Earth Month Eats badge on their menu. And that will be meals that have the lowest carbon footprint. So shout out to Factor for that one.
It's pretty cool. So you can head to factormeals.com/FMH50 and use code FMH50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code FMH50 at factormeals.com/FMH50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Well, this week we have like a little bit of a palate cleanser episode, something we thought would be a little fun. So we do uncensored episodes over on the Patreon, where people ask, you know, spicier questions about sex, et cetera. And somebody had submitted just an embarrassing story for one of our uncensored episodes. And I'm like, you know what? This would be a fun main pod episode to not only just sex stories, but just embarrassing dating stories, phone throwing moments, if you will, to use an old pod, some old pod lingo. And we have some of our own to share in addition to the listener submissions.
Yeah. So should we start with? Some of these quick bullet ones? What do you want to do?
Yeah, let's do some of the quick bullet ones. Some of these actually made me laugh out loud. Like, they were like very short. I was expecting to get more DMs than question box, because I just assumed that most of the embarrassing stories would be too long for the box.
But maybe because they're embarrassing, people are like, let me shorten this.
Let's keep this quick. I don't need to relive this too much. Okay, so there were just a general, what's the word I want to use? General warning that, like, some of the stories are all gross. The ones that I got.
Gross is, you know, judgmental of the person, so.
Well, no, I mean,
to each their own on that. Some people will think gross, some people will think funny. That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just mean, like, if you are a squeamish person, you might not want to listen to some of these stories.
Maybe. All right.
Okay, not this one, but I thought this was funny. This person says, I was on a date, this was just 2 days ago, and spilled a whole pint of beer into my lap. Literally every drop.
Oh, God, that's brutal.
The whole beer. Like, how does that even happen?
That's just brutal because you are truly soaked. Oh, that's
so
sucks.
Wet.
Oh, man. Well, hopefully they bought you another beer.
Yeah. Hope so. I had somebody else who, there were several people who wrote in saying that they had meant to text a friend while their date was in the bathroom about their date and accidentally texted the date instead.
Oh, my God.
Like, this person said, date went to the bathroom, meant to text a friend, IDK if I like him or hate him, but I texted him instead.
Oh, my God. Was he at the table when she came out? I would have left.
He was the one in the bathroom. So maybe he would just, like, leave out the back.
Oh, my God. If I was the one, if the person was in the bathroom and I got that text, I'd be like, check, please. I'm out.
Oh, man, I would just die. Have you ever accidentally texted the person that you were talking about, like a guy that you were talking about? Have you ever accidentally done that?
I talked about it on this pod. I screenshotted my conversation with the producer to the producer.
Yep.
And I just was like, fucking kill me. And what was funny is he immediately was like, yeah, we don't got to talk about this. I was like, I know you're sending this to a friend to get an opinion and we don't have to break it down. And I was like, my bad on that. Because especially mundane conversation. I'm like, imagine I screenshotted, like, sexting someone and sent it to a friend. Like, look at me. Look how sexy I'm being, huh? And they're like, hey, it's me.
Had you attached any commentary to it, or was it just the screenshot?
It was just the screenshot. I put my phone on airplane mode right away, thinking it wouldn't send through. So it didn't. But then upon opening your phone, it automatically sends it anyway.
Yes.
Which, why? Why, Apple? Like, there was no option. And the unsend thing only works if they have the update or whatever.
Right,
but they still
you
see you unsent it. Because I hit up a comedian once for a gig, and they didn't answer. I went and checked their website. I was like, shit, they're out of town. So I just unsent the message.
Yeah.
10 minutes later, you get a message. It's like, what did you unsend? You're like, well, fucking.
Oh, God.
You know? Like,
defeats the whole purpose of the unsend, if they're going to tell them.
Exactly. Especially if we're not in an active conversation. It's like, don't tell them there was something. But Instagram does that and doesn't tell you who, which is even worse, I think.
Yeah, like someone unsent a message.
Like, stop trying to stir the pot, Instagram. Right? give me a break, dude.
I've accidentally texted people that I was talking about far too often. Not in a, knock on wood, now that I've said this, I'm going to do it, but not in a really long time. But I remember, like, when I very first got an iPhone. So it was like, and I had a BlackBerry before that. So, like, there was no screenshotting. Like, it was much more difficult to do something like that. I had been texting with this guy. We'll call him John for the purpose of the story. So I'd been dating this guy and going on dates with him. And I hadn't heard from him in a while. And I was just about to just, like, eat my own hand. I was so anxious about it. But not to the point where I would text him, of course. No.
Oh, of course not. No.
No.
Of course not.
Not 26-year-old me. And so he finally texted me, invited me to some barbecue. I don't know, whatever. And I screenshotted that and accidentally sent it back to him and said, John finally texted me. I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. But at least that's not like a talking shit one. That's not that bad.
No, but like, I'm embarrassing.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I mean, not that I believe in upper hands, but that's a moment you go, I just fully lost any power everything. I had. I just lost everything.
He didn't reply. We never spoke again.
You just never, so you didn't go to the barbecue? I still would have went.
Didn't go to the barbecue. Never spoke again.
My psycho ass would have went. I'm like, well, he fucking invited me. So
he invited me. I'm here. I'm excited, as noted.
Oh, I'm an address it type. I would have just done an up arrow and been like, clearly I'm excited to go. See you soon.
God.
You can't uninvite me now.
Yeah, so I've done that several times where I've like accidentally sent something. Mm-hmm. But I have also, this was, again, over a decade ago. I would not do this now. I have also pretended to accidentally send something to someone to open up a conversation.
Oh, that is a move. I've never done that, but I've witnessed that move be made a few times.
And not about the person. Like, I wouldn't like screenshot our conversation and send it to him and be like, oops, that wasn't for you. But like about something completely and totally irrelevant.
Yeah, like what time is that volleyball? Our volleyball game tomorrow? And you're like, oh, yeah. Wrong John. Sorry.
Oopsies.
But like, how you been?
Yep. Literally me.
This is where women win. We are more calculated in this department. Okay. This one I think is very fun. My parents found my butt plug when helping me move.
No. Did they know what it was?
See, this is why I think it's funny. I think it's even funnier when they don't know what it is.
Oh, no.
But it's like, our parents, you know, parents have been around the block, right? I know it's weird to think about with your own parents, but I'm like,
yeah.
No one's that naive. I was just thinking,
I wonder if my mom would know. And then I'm like, I don't want to know if she would know. I have no desire to know if she would know.
but that's a classic one.
I had like gone home. This was like just after college. I had gone home for something and I had left one of my suitcases there to go back. And my dad was packing it up for me of like stuff that I had at home, and he was going to pack it up and like send it back. But it was a suitcase that I had brought with me from New York. And he packed it up for me and he sent it back. And when I received it, in the front pocket was my vibrator that I didn't remember I had packed in that front pocket myself to bring home. To this day, I don't know if he ever opened that pocket and saw it.
Yeah.
He probably did.
Probably, and then they just go, I'm going to leave that there.
I'm going to zip that back up like
I'm
going to
pretend I never saw this.
Yep.
That's a classic dad move.
Yeah, just a...
I feel like my mom would find it and be like, I cleaned it for you. I'm like, okay, thank you. Oh, thank you so much. She'd be like, remember to clean them. My mom is a clean freak. So she'd be like, are you cleaning them? I looked it up online. You need to clean them every blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, okay, thanks for the tip. Thanks for the tip. Thanks. Just throw it out.
Please don't look at me. Somebody else once sends an accidental voice note bitching about a guy to the guy. A voice note.
That's kind of great, though. I'm not going to lie. I think that's hilarious. If I got that voice note, I would laugh. I'd be like, well... At least I know the honest truth.
Oh my God.
Especially if it was about something kind of dumb.
Yeah, like if it was like legit concerns.
Oh, no. But like some dumb, like, we had plans and then this idiot invited his friend and da da da. Like something like that is kind of comical, because I almost would be like, you see how nice I am to you? I'm really annoyed, but I was being very nice to you.
I was being so nice.
And I was venting that somewhere else. It accidentally got sent to you. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. My bad. Okay, listen to this one. I had a guy give me a titty twister on our date at the table.
No.
I'm like, how did titty twisters come up, let alone happen in real life?
So there's no, I assume there's no other contacts. We don't know if this was a first date, if they knew each other. We don't know any of that.
It feels like a first date. I don't know why, but it oddly feels to me like a first date. But I'm just like,
honestly, this would be unacceptable if my boyfriend did it.
Unacceptable if anybody did it.
Yeah. Like, that doesn't matter who you are. Completely unacceptable.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay. What? I don't know. Oh my God. That's something that would happen and I probably would just be frozen in shock. Like, did that just happen?
Right. Like, I'm unsure if I'm hallucinating right now.
Yeah.
Okay. A guy asked if I wanted to read a sample of his writing and then sent me a porno story with my name in it.
No.
It just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, that you need more of a heads up. Sample of my writing is very vague.
It's so vague. It's not the same.
I would only find that thoughtful if it was fan fiction of a show that was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah, but I'm gonna need to know this man pretty well before I think that's cool.
Oh, still true. But I'm like, the only way I see this as somewhat romantic is if you're like, I wrote a fan fiction piece of you and Jim from The Office. I know that's your favorite show. I'd be like, well, I kind of appreciate that. I guess you're a very open-minded man that can envision me with another person, but thanks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's pretty bold. That's pretty bold.
It's really bad.
Damn. How about this? I think I saw a TikTok of a similar story of this one. I once accidentally wiped part of my eyebrow pencil off. Looked like I lost half a brow. That's pretty comical.
Did the person not say anything?
I doubt that they said anything. I doubt it. Because I saw a TikTok and it was a girl who I think only filled in one eyebrow and they like left for the date, her and her boyfriend. And she came home and she makes a TikTok like, you didn't tell me I only had one eyebrow. Like she had very blonde eyebrows and she's like, you didn't tell, like, and he was like, I didn't really notice. She's like, how do you not notice? It's my face. It's right there.
Oh my God. Similarly, I got this DM. Had a first date at a Tex-Mex restaurant for brunch. I was feeling pretty good about myself the whole time. When I got back to the car and looked in the mirror, I had beans stuck in every single tooth.
No, every single tooth?
Say something.
Oh my God, everything? Oh, that's bad. Oh, that's bad. Have you ever had someone on a first date tell you you had something in your teeth?
I have.
You have? I've never had. I have actually asked people before. If I feel like I have something, I'll ask. I'll be like, I'm sorry, real quick. Do I have something stuck in my teeth?
Yeah, I had people tell me. And then like, sometimes then it gets awkward because if you don't get it right away and then they have to like direct you to where it is, then it's just like, this has gone on too long. I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah, I'll just go to the bathroom. I'll figure it out.
Okay. The year is 2008. My first date with a new guy after my first big breakup. I got diarrhea from nerves.
God. Oh, God.
He overheard me frantically whisper calling a friend to come get me.
Oh, my God. In the bathroom?
Offered to drive me home, but then dropped his keys in the snow and we couldn't find them for 15 minutes. I was nearly in tears from holding in the diarrhea.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He did want a second date.
That's very sweet. I think the whole thing actually is very sweet. He heard her whisper and basically be like, I have diarrhea. I don't know what's happening.
Help.
I would feel so bad. Like on that date, I'd be like, oh my God, let's get this person home.
Yeah.
And then lost his keys. That's brutal.
And then lost his keys in the snow for 15 minutes.
Oh, I feel for that guy. That was a sweet recovery of an awkward situation.
Very sweet recovery. Agreed.
Very, very sweet. Okay, I have this one. We matched on Hinge and had been chatting for a bit, and she really liked oysters. So after drinks, we went to an oyster bar. We ordered a dozen. She only has four, so I have the remaining eight. She then orders another dozen. Same result. Repeat two more times.
What?
We then had, like, so basically he ordered, what, three rounds of oysters, and she ate 12? But she kept ordering a dozen.
He ate 24 oysters?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm kind of like, did you eat really fast? Like, I don't want to accuse you or anything, but like, I'm a fast eater. I'm a very fast eater. It's very bad that I have to be very conscious of sharing situations of like, there's 12. Yeah. Erica, have six. Even if you have them quicker, like, then you're done. Like,
then you're done. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe she just needed more and didn't want to tell him he was eating too fast.
Right. Or on a date, if the other person is chattier, you're going to eat faster because you're not talking.
Yeah. I eat so slow, so I'm like the opposite. I'm like always the one. I'm always the one that's in my head. Like, yeah, that wasn't theirs.
Yeah, see, I'm the opposite.
Wasn't your oyster. That was my oyster.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. There's more. Head towards dinner reservations at a fondue restaurant, and after being seated, I start feeling unwell.
Oh, no.
I end up dashing off to the bathroom and being violently ill for the next 2 hours. The restaurant staff kept checking in on me and leaving rather quickly, mostly due to the noises I was making.
Oh, no.
When I came out, she had left and later unmatched me.
How rude.
How come she didn't check?
What the fuck?
How long till you check? Your date goes to the bathroom. How long do you check? I feel like 20 minutes. I might send a text and be like,
I think way before 20 minutes, I would send a text. So I guess text check in 10 minutes. Also, we're talking about, I don't know, guys.
I know, but see, I would be like 10 minutes. I'd go, oh, maybe he really had to poop.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want him to feel weird.
Maybe more like,
but also in this scenario, I think I'd be like, well, he did have 24 oysters. Or how many oysters?
Yeah. How long did he say he was 18? Gone for?
Fuck, why can't I do math? What is 8 times 3?
It's 24.
Okay, I was right. Yeah, 24 oysters. I would immediately be like, is he sick from the oysters? Would be my first thought.
How long did he say he was gone for?
Well, he said overall he ended up being in there for 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
So, like, here's the thing. I don't expect the girl to be there after 2 hours.
No.
But how was there no check-in?
Agreed. Also, I feel like I would have said something if I were him.
Yeah, like, but when it's that quick, you got to run. Because you probably thought, like, I might have to throw up. We'll throw up. Yeah. We'll feel better. But, like, I don't understand how there was no check of, like, nothing. I get that the staff's going in there, but, like, I would get a staff member, especially, like, obviously bathroom, try to find a male staff member and be like, hey, I think my date is still in the bathroom. I think he might be sick or something. Like, this is my name, you know, say so-and-so is asking if you're okay. Like,
yeah.
Something humane just to leave and then unmatch is just such a nuts. Coward, rude thing to me.
That's really rude. Similar sick on date submission. I got the stomach flu on a first date and puked. We were sitting down and I puked in my purse because I couldn't make it to the restroom.
Oh, God.
Then almost fainted when I tried to get up to go to the bathroom. I was going to call an Uber, but I puked again. So I let him drive me home and I puked 5 more times on the drive home. Each time he pulled over, held my hair and passed me wet wipes.
Oh, God. That is very sweet of how they handled it. But oh, my God.
They went out for a whole month after that.
Wow. This is the new relationship test.
Moral of the story, puke on dates.
Puke in front of your potential person. Oh, my God. I mean, it will show is someone really nurturing and caring, but I'm like, I'm a caring person, but like, I don't know, puking that many times, that's pretty tough. It's pretty
really
tough.
Really bad. Yeah. Have you ever puked on someone?
No, I have not. I, knock on wood, unfortunately, I got a pretty good stomach. I'm not a big puker.
I have.
Oh, God.
It was a situation where my gag reflex was activated.
Like you were going to have?
Uh-huh.
You could just say it. You could just say it.
And
This is surprisingly very common, by the way.
Yeah. So I puked on him. And then he left. This was in college also. This was like a hookup situation. Like not...
I mean, no judgment.
Nobody, no,
way.
Yeah, no. But what I mean is that it wasn't like somebody that I was like dating consistently.
Mm-hmm.
So I was extra mortified because I was like this random guy. It was also somebody I had a crush on for a long time.
Yep.
And he like cleaned himself off, gathered his things, and as he walked out, he said, "If I left anything here, just keep it."
Oh my God, that's so rude.
It was so mean.
If I left anything, keep it. Basically, like, I never want to have to see you. That's
never
so terrible.
Never speak to me again. Yeah.
That's so terrible. Because obviously, you were like, I was doing my best. I was really
going
for it.
I was trying. I was giving it
a
good
really
college
trying.
Try.
I was really trying.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
So
I was
sorry.
Mortified. I was mortified.
That's so brutal. I'm so sorry. Because any story I've heard from my friends that this has happened to, the men were very cool about it. They were very like, hey, don't worry about it. It's okay. Ooh, that's bad. The one college story that stuck out to me for myself was I remember having sex with somebody. And then I don't know if it was like we took a pause or it stopped or we went. Oh, I think we went to switch positions was what it was. And I didn't know like what a queef was.
Yeah.
And so the first time that happens, you're like, what the fuck was that? You know,
well, you think
and
you like farted or like you like don't know.
Well, the odd thing was like all of a sudden I hear something, or I feel like something with my vagina, I'm like, what the hell? Yeah. And I oddly, instinctively just put my fingers in there. I'll never forget just being like, what?
Like you thought you could just plug it?
Yeah, like all of a sudden I was like, what? And I remember he looked at me, he's like, what are you doing? I was like, nothing.
I don't know.
He was like, what was that? I was like,
this
felt what?
Like the right thing to do.
What was what? He was like, what? And then
you just gaslit him into thinking nothing had happened.
I, because he was not looking, but then obviously when he looked over, I suddenly just had my
you just had your inside. Fingers in yourself.
I'll never forget being like, what is this? But in my head I'm like, what the hell was that noise? And also I'm like, why are my fingers in myself?
Oh my God. Did you look it up later? Like, how did you find out what happened?
Well, immediately I looked it up later. And then, because I was, obviously, I like asked some friends and they're like, oh, you queefed. I'm like, what is a queef? And they said it's from the expansion. It's like a release of air or whatever. Yeah. They're like, oh, that's very common that it can happen. And they're like, what'd you do? I was like, I just instinctively put my fingers in there. But then,
what else would you do?
And I remember removing them and all of a sudden there was noise. I just put them back in. I was like, nope.
It's nope. Not safe. It's nope. Not safe. They have to stay nope. In.
I know, but but they were very like, eh, that happens. Like, people were very unfazed, and I was just sitting there like, I don't know. I didn't know what that was. I was completely blindsided.
Oh, my God.
And obviously, like, I think it was, what, like, the second person I ever had sex with, I was, like, just mortified of, like, what happened?
What was that?
What was that? Or also in your head, you're like, is that hot? Is this a hot thing? Like, I don't know.
I literally don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. The other one I have from college is, this is when I was home. It was in between, I think, freshman and sophomore year, maybe. And I had had a party at my parents' house. And so it was when I was waitressing. And so I had like a bunch of people from CPK over, and we were all, you know, like had beer pong going, all this stuff, whatever, was my parents' house. And there was this guy, I'll call him Daniel for the sake of the story. This guy, Daniel, that I had a mega crush on. He was one of the valets at the restaurant. I was a hostess mm-hmm. at the time. He was a valet. And I had this mega crush on him. I had been wondering all week if he was going to come to my party. I was doing those things where I would like casually mention the party when I like knew he could hear and like other people were coming, whatever. I was like trying to like get him there. So he shows
without
up.
Just inviting him. This is the part I'm.
Oh, I had invited everybody, but I couldn't bring myself to individually invite him.
So you're like, I to was like, too. He needs to think it's going to be such a cool party. He has to come.
Exactly. Like I was yeah. like, I can't bring myself to individually be like, Daniel, you should come to my party. Mm-hmm. I invited the whole restaurant, but like I didn't, you know, God forbid, I directly tell someone that I want them to come to a party. So he comes and I'm panicked. I'm like,
is this your move? You like make a plan. The plan works and then you panic. It's like, what? What? Like, if you want to hear, it's mind blowing to me.
If you want to hear more stories of why Erica's saying this of mine, listen to when I, the last time I was on Shooter's Gonna Shoot.
Yeah, you told these stories that I was like, your plan worked. Why the panic?
The problem is that I would make these plans, but I wouldn't have a plan for what if the plan worked. Like I wouldn't have prepared that far because I didn't think it was going to work.
Like he's at your house and you're sitting there like, how do I talk to him? Like, yes, where's the
exactly.
panic coming in?
Exactly. Yeah. So like I had spent so much time just thinking about like, I hope he comes. That I hadn't spent any time thinking about what happens if he does. I had almost no experience with guys at this point. So like I was so panicked. I didn't know what to do. And I overcorrected. I was all over this man.
Oh,
like
no.
Sitting down in his lap. No. Uninvited.
Oh,
like,
boy.
Like taking his hat off his head and putting it on my head.
I mean, the hat is the classic high school move.
Yeah.
I'm going to take your hat.
Yeah. He didn't want me to take his hat.
Like, no, it makes men furious. It really does. Yeah. it's a really terrible move we all thought was cute.
Not They're cute.
I'm like, taking my hat. Give it back.
You're like, I'm wearing the hat for a reason. But give it back.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was all over him. And it was just, in hindsight, bad. Just really bad. And then... They left. The party kind of winded down. Him and his friend who he'd come with left. I decided that I should message him on MySpace.
Oh, God.
And I messaged him being like, I was having so much fun. Why did you leave? This is one of the reasons I'm glad MySpace doesn't exist anymore, because this message can forever be gone. And he wrote back and said, yeah, cool party. You came on a little strong, though. In the future, I wouldn't do that.
He was trying to help you out.
He was.
Oh, he still was very nice about it. That was a nice rejection in a way.
He was. In hindsight, he was very nice about it while being direct and like telling me exactly what the issue was. But I thought I was never going to go to work again.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Like, I was like,
was there an age gap, or he was your age?
He was maybe a couple years older than me.
Okay. I was like, that was a lot of confidence. I'm like, I don't think I've ever heard of, I don't know if you're a high school, college, but either way, I'm like, I never had a man be really that direct and blunt with me.
He was very direct. Yeah, it was in between freshman and sophomore year. So I was 19. He was in college. So he was, I don't know, 20, 21, something like that.
Okay. But it makes sense of the confidence. I was like, wow, this guy really had the self-confidence and the calmness to be like, I got the message.
I was aware. I was aware you were into me.
I got it.
I was so mortified. I just burst into tears. I took the next week off. I like gave away all my shifts for the next week because I just like couldn't bear to be in the restaurant.
I'm not surprised. I probably would have too.
It was terrible. Thank God that message doesn't exist anymore.
Damn. I know I definitely have some failed DMs, but I can't think of any right now, except for there was someone I knew, and it was during COVID lockdown, and I would go to the track every day in my neighborhood. And he lived in my neighborhood, so I would run into him at the track, and I was usually with my friend. And I kept running into him, and he also was like working out, getting in tip-top shape that he's ever been in, and he's there with his shirt off. So eventually I'm like, oh, so-and-so's pretty cute, you know? But it's also like, Erica's lockdown times, and you just have not seen a man in forever, right?
Yeah.
But this person you've known a long time, suddenly you're like, maybe I'd hook up with that guy, right? You're just like, well, he's nice, right?
He's there.
I've known him a few years. And so I end up inviting him. Me and some friends went out when it was like you could sit outside and drink. And I invite him to come by, and he wasn't drinking at the time because he was on a super strict diet with his whole whatever regimen and workout routine, right? But I was like, just come hang. So we're all hanging. We're drinking margaritas at this place that they are sneakily freaking strong as hell.
Oh, no.
We get really drunk, and then we have to go inside. The restaurants are shutting down, so all of us are going to our apartment. And I'm like, do you want to come up? And he was like, I'm going to get up early, like whatever, blah, blah. So he leaves. And it also wasn't like a super strong move because everyone was coming inside.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, blah, blah. And then he sent me a text, and he was like, hey, thanks for inviting me. Like, that was really fun, like hanging out with you and your friends, yada, yada. And then I said something like, yeah, to be honest, I was like thinking of like inviting you up, something along those lines. Oh. And then he responds to me, oh, you must be pretty desperate if you're hitting on me.
Oh.
And I read it and I was like, you know what? I'll take your word for it. And I just did not answer. I was like, well, noted. We'll never try that again.
What does that even mean?
But I was like, it was a thing that I was like, it's his own self-confidence, because obviously he was like going through this whole kind of weight loss transformation, like working on himself thing, and kind of he was a bit of a sad boy a little bit. But I just was like, bro, you just insulted both of us. Like, what? I was like, that was flattering that I kind of just hit on you, but it was one of those it kind of made me snap and be like, okay, never mind. Like, I was like, I guess so.
I'll
take your word for it. I guess I am desperate, and I'll take your word for it that I should not be making a move on you. Thanks, sir. But I was like, God damn, that was a tough one. I was like, whoa, all right. I thought that was pretty nice. Pretty nice of me to say.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. A college friend of mine submitted one.
Oh, what?
So she and I lived together in college. We lived in this big house, and we had like a bunch of different bedrooms, whatever. And so there were like, I don't know, maybe three main bars on my college campus that like most people went to, but most people had one favorite. So like, generally speaking, you were like a Blarney person, a Smokes person. Those were like the two main. There were like some other ones. We were Smokes people, But there was this guy that my friend was really, really into who was a Blarney guy. And okay. So she was like, guys, like, we gotta start going to Blarney because, like, he needs a name for the purpose of this story. So we'll call him Ryan Smith. She was like, Ryan Smith goes to Blarney and she had never met him, by the way. I need to meet Ryan Smith. I think he's so cute. I want to date him or whatever. Like, we got to start going to Blarney. So we start going to Blarney, and maybe 2 or 3 weeks of going goes by. He's there every single time. We don't speak to him once. We're mm-hmm. just there.
You just keep being in the vicinity. I've played that game.
We're just in the vicinity of Ryan Smith.
Yes, in the vicinity.
3 weeks into this project, she finally speaks to him because he goes up to order a drink and she goes up next to him to also order a drink and then introduces herself. And so they've made contact.
All right.
You would have thought that they had thrown down right there at the bar. She was like so excited. And all of us were also very excited for her. Like, we were all in on this project.
Yep.
We had completely abandoned all of our other friends at this other bar to like go to Blarney.
It's a mission.
It was a mission, yes. And we had all signed up for this mission and we had deployed to Blarney. And so we go home. She's like flying high. We're walking home. She's like, oh my God, Ryan Smith, blah, 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 da, da, da. Obviously, we'd been drinking. Go to bed. I wake up in the morning and I open Facebook. Do you remember when you remember statuses? When it used to be like Ali Jackson is?
Yes.
Like when there was the is, right?
It was always like a full sentence, yeah.
Yeah. So it had to be like Ali Jackson is. And her status, let's pretend her name is Ali Jackson. Her status all night had been Ali Jackson is Ryan Smith.
Yeah.
And it had tagged him.
No. And was she looking for him to friend request and it accidentally had a status?
Yes.
No,
she had been
no.
trying to search his name.
No.
And instead of searching his name, she tagged him in her status. This man
did he accept her friend request after that?
I know. So there were dozens of comments on it. Like, I ran downstairs. She lived on the first floor. I was on the second. I ran downstairs and was like banging on her door, like, open up, open up, open up, open up.
Yeah, because this is before we have like Facebook on our phone. So something happens, you leave your computer up. It's like friends always would write stupid statuses if you left it up or whatever. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, this is before. I think this might even be before BlackBerries. Like, I think we all had like T9 texting type phones, flip phones still. So laptop computer, she opens up, her laptop's open. I like race across the room and just go to delete it. She's like, what are you doing? I had to explain to her what had happened.
Oh God.
Yeah.
But she never made a move since?
No, I think they ended up like talking at some point and she ended up deciding she didn't even actually like him.
Of course.
She didn't know him. Like, she just thought he was hot. And then like eventually, yeah.
Yeah, this was before Instagram and stuff. I went on a couple dates in college through Facebook.
Facebook was
stalking party photos. There's a cute guy. Let me friend him. He accepts your friend request. Pumped beyond means of like,
yep.
They accepted my request. It's on. Even though it's like, it means nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. And yeah. So then, sporadically throughout the rest of college, our housemates would randomly make our status her name.
That's so funny. That's so funny. Oh, I love that. I totally would do that.
I chipped my
tooth in college playing basketball, my front tooth, and I uploaded a picture before my dad fixed it for me. And it was, my tooth was just in half.
Oh,
I come back to school. I don't have a smartphone either yet. And I remember all of like my freshman dorm friends made that their profile picture on Facebook was me with my chip. And I was like, this is kind of an asshole, but also hilarious to me. I'm like, this is funny. That was funny.
Great.
I'll accept. I do have one more DM story that I think is very funny.
Yeah.
That I think I'll share as my last one. Was going to meet this man for a first date for a sunset swim at the beach. Couldn't find him anywhere. He mentioned there was a wedding right next to where he was. I saw a wedding close by and started walking that way. Not wanting to interrupt the festivities, I started walking on the rocks nearby. all of a sudden, aggressive waves started crashing through, and I got completely drenched and ate shit on the rocks. I look up, and the entire wedding group was staring at me as my plans of not interrupting them came crashing down, literally. After a whole trek and almost giving up on the date, we discovered there were, in fact, two weddings.
Oh, no.
Going on at the same time at opposite ends of the beach. I finally walk up and see him. You can only imagine at this point, I'm out of breath, falling apart, soaking wet, looking like a wet dog, as this man is standing there looking hot as fuck, completely unbothered. So embarrassing on so many levels. I mean, I'm like, I guess there's no second date. I feel like I would hear, but I mean, I think that would be
so rough.
It would be so rough, embarrassing, but I would just be laughing so hard at myself.
You have to at that point, right?
And I would just meet him and be like, hey, turns out there's two weddings. Had a little accident on the rocks.
I swam here.
Yeah. I would just laugh. I would just be like, sometimes there's something good of that where you go, this can't get worse. This can't get worse.
It really can't.
It really can't get worse. Well, nice to meet you. You know, talk about a hard open on a date. Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever like, anything's ever happened to me on the way to a date like that. I did one of the first speed dating events that I went to with Amber Club. I got caught in an absolute downpour without an umbrella on the way there. And I was completely soaked, like wet rat at the speed dating event. Surprisingly, nobody matched with me.
Oh. You never know, though.
It was bad. My name tag wouldn't even stick to my shirt because it was so soaking wet.
That's pretty bad. Okay, that's pretty bad.
I was dripping.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's just tough. Anyway, I appreciated all these stories people shared.
I love the stories. And I also think it like goes to show so many of these. First of all, so many of these like stories of all of the vomit, diarrhea, whatever, people continue to date. Like, shit happens. Literally. Yeah.
Literally.
It's or like, it's, and also, go ahead.
No, I was going to say it raises the stakes to like, I know it's like a first date's very soon, but it is something of like, are you into me?
Yup.
It's a pretty clear cut. Like, yeah, if you're not into me, I'm never going to hear from this person again.
It's so true. I remember distinctly the night that I realized that the coach, who was the guy that I dated for like 2 years, he and I were friends before we were, well, we were like acquaintances more so before we dated, and we were around each other a lot, and we were at a bar with a bunch of people and we were talking. And I sneezed into his drink.
Oh, God.
Like, full sneeze into his drink. And my friend was standing there. And he just looks at me and goes, that was adorable.
Oh, wow. Adorable.
And my friend was like, yeah, that man likes you.
Yeah, that's only adorable to him.
You just snotted into his drink and he said it was adorable.
Yeah, that's one of those like, it's only because you're feeling him. For
yeah.
Sure.
And at that point, I had no idea that he was into me. Mm-hmm. And then that happened. And I was like, yeah, he probably does. That's real gross otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd go on the gross side for that one. It wouldn't make me like break up with someone, but I'd be like,
no.
I'm going to get another drink.
You're going to get another drink. Yeah.
I'd be like,
yeah,
don't worry about it. Dude, I'm going to get another drink.
Yeah. Any other dude would be like, and I'm getting another one. Bye.
Yeah. I'm going to have another one. Cool. Oh, well.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, everyone, for sending in your stories, making us laugh.
Yes. Thank you, guys. And, yeah, again, if you want to watch episodes, we're on Patreon now. If you want to join the Patreon, you get to watch it. And they're ad-free. So,
in all of our video glory.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.